Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A host of politicians, including a few running for the U.S. Senate, descended on the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast in South Boston yesterday. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, it was an opportunity for the candidates to show off their funny side.
The South Boston St. Patrick's Day breakfast is home turf for Congressman Stephen Lynch of South Boston. When he was Southeast State Senator, he hosted the breakfast. Yesterday, it was his chance to be gracious to his opponent in the Democratic primary, Congressman Ed Markey of Malden, and he was. Lynch went over to Markey at one point to talk to him, and then it was time to try to be funny. Lynch went first.
After Ed Markey announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, four elected officials from his district announced their candidacy for his seat. But when I announced my candidacy for the United States Senate, not a single elected official in my district announced their candidacy for my seat. So to all my elected officials in my district, I want to thank you for your confidence in me.
Markey recognized that he was in Lynch's territory.
I wanted to introduce you to my South Boston coordinator, but he is in a witness protection program at an undisclosed location. That's about the extent to which I can get support over here in Southie.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren took digs at the Republican candidates in the race, including State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk.
I advise everyone to pay very close attention to Dan Winslow's platform. He has 100% ranking from the gun lobby, and he's for the legalization of marijuana. He wants us armed and stoned.
Winslow was the only Republican Senate candidate invited to the event. He said he was asked to speak, but declined. Still, as the event was getting underway, he proved to reporters that he did come armed with jokes.
Elizabeth Warren was finally right. All last year, she went around the state saying people are getting hammered, people are getting hammered, people are getting hammered. And as you look around Boston today on St. Patrick's Day, people are getting hammered.
Cohasset private equity manager Gabriel Gomez was not invited. Neither was former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan. Organizers say it was because they didn't ask, to which a spokeswoman for Sullivan replied, "It's quite uncouth to ask for an invitation anywhere." Last week was a rough one for Gomez, the newcomer to politics. He promised at a forum that he would release the letter he wrote to Governor Deval Patrick, asking the governor to appoint him as interim senator when John Kerry resigned his seat. True to his word, Gomez released the letter, and when he did, opened himself up to criticism for reaching out to a Democratic governor. At the breakfast yesterday, Warren took a dig at him.
I'm sorry that I don't have any advice for Gabriel Gomez because I always support my fellow Democrats.
Gomez said he and Sullivan probably didn't get invited to the Southie breakfast because they probably have funnier jokes. Gomez told his own at the Republicans' breakfast in Scituate instead.
The one that got the best laugh was, you know, hey, everybody knows I'm a Navy SEAL, and they just assume that I'm some kind of really tough guy, but I'm just like everybody else. You know, I wake up every morning at 5:30, you know, I read the paper, I eat a couple snakes, I get waterboarded, and then I go to work.
In Massachusetts on St. Patrick's Day, part of the work of the politician is to brave the audience and take the chance that they may not laugh at your jokes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.